News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's our Monday update from Unaway of the Brazos Valley. Allison Rowley with two guests. We're only going to be hearing from one unless we can convince get your new sidekick.
Yeah, we have a new director of resource development that's joining our team today. So we're really excited to be adding Tammy Grimes to our team. So businesses that are out there and in the community, you'll be hearing from her. Our partner organizations will be meeting with Tammy as well. So we're excited to have her as a part of our team.
In addition to Tammy, we have a second guest.
Today with me, I have one of our partner organizations out that does amazing work in our community. We've partnered with them for several years now, providing grant funding to their program, and that's Texas Ramp Project. One of the simplest missions, but one of the most important missions that we work with of empowering people to have mobility and to be able to get out of their home. So with me is Jerry Gritter, their executive director chief volunteer or
area
king of the world area
coordinator.
There you go. So I'll let him share a little bit about Texas Ramp Project and what they do here in the community.
And Jerry, thanks for coming on board.
Well, it's good to be here. Thank you.
We have visited before, but for those who aren't aware of what the Texas Ramp Project's about.
Yes. We're one of the partners with the United Way. And like Allison said, we have a simple mission, and that's just to build wheelchair ramps for people who are disabled or elderly and can't get down the stairs. That's the only thing we do. And we do it with volunteers, either from companies, churches, or individuals and service organizations around town. We have about 450 volunteers that work with us. About three-fourths of them are groups, either churches or service organizations, and the rest are volunteers, individual volunteers that are in a volunteer pool. And when we don't have a group building, we call the individual volunteers to help build the ramps. And we get most of our referrals from the United Way under the 211 program, which helps us a lot. And that's not the only way United Way helps us. They are our base from funding. It's about 25% of our budget comes from United Way, which gives us a floor, and it's something we count on that we can get by the year. And other than that, it gives us a vetted process where other organizations know that we're legitimate. We also get volunteers from United Way. They probably don't know it, but we've been out on other calls from United Way talking to businesses about giving to the United Way, and we tell them what our mission is and what our project is. And 3 months later, we get a call from that company. They would like to help one way or another with volunteers or help build. So it's a satisfying work because we get to see what we do. We build a ramp in 3.5-4 hours with 4 to 6 volunteers, and a person can get in and out of the house. We built a ramp last week in Bryan. It was a fella, he was about 55 years old, and he was overweight, and he was in a mechanical scooter, one of those little wheelchairs that go up and down. But he was on about a 3-foot high house with stairs, and he couldn't get down. And as heavy as he was, it took more than one person to help him down the stairs. So he didn't get out very often. I mean, it was a real project to get him off that porch onto the ground and then back on his scooter where he could go somewheres. And we put that ramp up in 3 hours. And he was going up and down that thing. He was loose. I mean, he was ready to go. He was really happy to be able to get out.
Do you know offhand how many ramps this area has because of y'all?
We build about 75 to 80 ramps a year. We've been doing it for, this is the ninth year, and totally we've built 494 ramps so far since we started.
And the geography that you cover?
The 7 county of government area, just locally area.
Well, and I asked that just because of the next question. If somebody is interested again on both ends, let's first begin. If we have touched somebody who wants to volunteer, how do they find you, which I'm going to guess is probably the same contact information for someone.
To refer a ramp for someone or to volunteer, to go to texasramps.org, and up at the top, click on volunteer or refer, whatever you want to do, or donate. That's all there, too. Like I say, it's a satisfying type work, and because you get to actually see what you're doing and really help someone in a meaningful way.
For sure. Allison, just to play off a couple of observations I heard from Jerry, first of all, did you know about the 211 connection?
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, we refer, and we've been referring to them for years and providing that referral. So sometimes that 211 is a great place to start when you just don't even know what you're needing. If you've got a family member who now recently is not able to leave their home without a ramp, and you haven't had a ramp in your home, and you haven't thought about how are they going to get in and out that front door, it's a great place to call. The good thing about calling 211 is that if it's not just a ramp that you're needing, if it's a ramp as well as bathroom modifications, or you're needing a connection to medical assistance or something like that, it's a great number to call that we can kind of help identify. And a lot of times people who call 211 and might end up with a referral to Texas Ramp Project might not even call with that intention. But when the specialist is talking with them, as our professional specialists do, and assessing the situation, they might say, you know, could you have more access if you had a ramp? And they might not even know that's a service that's available. So it's a really cool partnership between 211 and Texas Ramp Project.
All this continues to dovetail, I mean, between the partner organizations and 211 and the rest of the services that are administered through United Way of the Brazos Valley. Again, another reminder about contributing to the community campaign.
Of course. You know, this is just one of our partners, and we work with 18 partners right now that are fighting for education, financial stability, and health throughout the seven-county region. It's going to look a little bit different with each organization, but that's the beauty of United Way, is that we build that network of organizations working together on common goals, all in different ways, because we can't do it by ourselves. And if we just work all by ourselves, all alone, it's a whole lot harder than if we've got partners that are working similarly, but yet still a little bit differently than we are. But we're working together towards the same things. What's the saying of many hands make for light work, or whatever it is, that we're working together to change our community.
More information about contributing to the community campaign online at uwbv.org. More information specifically about the Texas Ramp Project, again, online at texasramps.org. And thanks again, Jerry, for coming out today.
Well, thank you.
And we'll be back with Allison next week. So we continue our series of updates from United Way of the Brazos Valley on News Talk 1620 WTAW.